Investigations into how long-term care facilities in New York and Connecticut handled the coronavirus pandemic has highlighted a major break in the supply chain for safety equipment. Representatives for nursing homes say both states' pandemic response did not give them the same preferential treatment as hospitals to protect their vulnerable residents. The governors blame a lack of national coordination and say they will do whatever it takes to prevent a second wave of infection. Joining us now is Hossam Maksoud. He's the CEO of Community Cares RX Pharmacy, which serves long-term care facilities in the New York tri-state area. Hossam, thank you for coming on with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You stayed open, your company stayed open during the pandemic, supplying nursing homes and assisted living facilities with prescription drugs and personal protective equipment. Could you tell us how has the supply chain fallen apart?
Well, it was really a tremendous experience for us when COVID-19 hit the tri-state area. We usually dispense pharmaceuticals and surgical supplies. PPEs was not one of the major items that we usually stock for these type of facilities. But we ended up having no choice trying to help our partners and provide them with the needed PPEs that they required.
What is in short supply?
We have a shortage on gloves. For example, that's the main shortage that we have. N95 masks are not available through our wholesalers. There are other type of masks that are available. I'm not worried about what we have in shortage right now. I'm worried about what happens in the fall or winter. When a second wave of COVID will hit, and if it's not COVID and if it's a flu kind of symptoms, there will be no difference. People will be also scrambling trying to find out where to get these supplies. Right now, most of our wholesalers have the items at limited supply. So earlier, if you could be ordering a certain quantities, now you're limited to a few. But I can tell you, we use some of the largest in the country, some of the largest wholesalers. They're rationing some of these supplies, and some of them they don't even stock. So I know officials are instructing hospitals to carry 3 months' worth of PPEs, which is good. But honestly, I'm still, and many others like me, worrying about the chain supply, and when pharmacies like us and maybe smaller facilities and trying to get these supplies, are we going to have enough for us or not? And just that logistics of even handling the supplies to these type of facilities, how is this going to happen? In the first wave, when this happened, we will refer to the Department of Health. Then from the Department of Health, we will refer to the County Department of Health, then the emergency offices. I mean, there is a lot of confusion when it comes down to the actually getting these supplies to us in order to give them or provide facilities with them.
So if there is a second wave, then it sounds like really there is no plan or preparation going on right now for that second wave.
I'm afraid to, yes, you are correct. I hear in the news, I hear from officials that they have a plan, but tell me what is the plan, because I want to be confident that plan will work, and it may work for certain type of providers, larger hospitals, but are you going to get these to the small residential programs, smaller nursing homes? What is the plan and for how long? So I you have to give me data to make me comfortable and confident that you have the numbers that you're talking about and the preparation that you claim you do.
Many of these long-term care facilities have been burdened with extra pandemic-related costs. From the supply side, how can you help those facilities?
Yes, I mean, you know, so it's all. I mean, we, you know, some items that we, you know, for example, a thermometer that you used to buy for $3-4, all of a sudden it became to be a $10. And if you're going to pass this along, even with minimal charge or at cost, that's, you know, double or triple the price already to these type of facilities. So they really are suffering tremendously with increased cost and providing the residents and their visitors with PPEs. And the most you can do is just probably pass along the price to them. I think, honestly, that the government should step in and provide enough financial support to cover these PPEs. It's not within their anticipated budgets. So there is a larger piece to that whole puzzle in government assistance to these programs. They give a tremendous service, and I think they need the support.
How has this pandemic changed the way that you do business?
Well, mentally, it's exhausting. Planning, it takes a lot of planning in terms of staffing. I mean, it affected my business in certain ways. We used to do business. Some of the clinics that used to be open for their patients are not open anymore. So we have to find ways of delivering these medications to each single patient. So there is an increased cost in logistics and delivery. Staffing, we have to figure out, okay, the plan B of having staff working from home and making sure that you supply and provide IT and equipment for them to work off-site. And when they come to site, the preparations you're going to be taking and the testing you're going to have to go through. So it is different, but you're going to have to live with it. This is what it is, and you just have to adapt to the new era.
So this would be the pharmacy of the future that you're talking about.
Yeah, the pharmacy of the future is pretty much will be a closed door kind of a pharmacy. A lot of electronic transmission and communication right now. It gets complicated with certain population who are not computer savvy. But there is a lot going to be happening at home for many people in the years to come.
Hossam Maksoud is CEO of Community Cares RX Pharmacy, which supplies nursing homes and assisted living facilities with PPE and pharmaceuticals in the New York tri-state area. Thank you for coming on All Things Considered with us today.
Thank you for having me.